Likor Charua, Namo Guru. There was once a monastery whose occupants very angrily derided that so-called Jetsun Milarepa as a nihilist. Ignoring his students' pleas to avoid this place, Milarepa went straight to the door of the monastery's assembly hall. When the monks saw Milarepa, they massed together and beat him many times. When they finished, they took him inside the hall and tied him to a pillar, but then he somehow appeared outside. Again, they beat him many times, but all of a sudden, he somehow appeared inside the hall. Again, they massed around him, but however much they beat him, Milarepa did not move in the slightest. He simply stayed where he was and did not even flinch. They tried to push him outside, but could not move him. More and more monks arrived, but however many tried to push him, they could not make him budge. They tied a rope around him, and a half of them tried to pull, while the other half pushed, but he remained as motionless as a giant boulder. Finally, the monks became exhausted and gave up. They were astounded. Some of them cried, "Please go." Others wondered aloud, "When we put you inside, you appeared outside. When we pushed you outside, you appeared inside. How did you do that?" The Jetsun answered, "I am a nihilist, a naysayer. So I said nay to your killing me, nay to your beating me, nay to your dragging me inside, and nay to your pushing me outside. To dualistic clinging to samsara nirvana, I say nay." The better ones among the monks said, "You really are a yogi who has attained siddhi. We confess our terrible misdeed of opposing you. Now please go." The Jetsun replied, "Siddhi? No, I do not have such a thing. You cannot know who has siddhi and what siddhas do. So give up your mistaken views about others and give up your arrogance. From among the 10 negative actions, mistaken view is the worst. Self-importance is ego clinging, so it is the very cause of falling into samsara." "You are the paradigm of a siddha," they marveled. "What is your reason for coming here to perform such incredible deeds and speak such extraordinary words?" In answer, the Jetsun sang this Vajra song.
"Like a crystal ball about a sentient being, nothing could obscure or obstruct me. I could not be caught or sent away. The way I moved was like a shooting star.
Miraculous," they exclaimed. "But why will you not perform such conduct again?" "There are three reasons for performing extraordinary conduct," the Jetsun answered, and to explain, he sang the song of realization.
"When it's time to transform the lack of faith, when it's time to enhance your experience, when it's time to point out the
When he finished singing, some of the monks said, "You know some important points fairly well. It must be that you have good relatives who supported you in your studies. It does seem that you have studied a fair amount after all." The Jetsun replied, "I did study, but not a lot. What's more, I have forgotten everything I studied. But that is not a problem." And he sang the song of realization.
"When I realize
When Milarepa finished singing, some of the monks said, "Until one attains the state of Buddhahood, there will still be doubts and ways of going wrong. Therefore, it is not good to forget the Dharma that one has learned." In answer, the Jetsons sang them this song of realization.
When you recognize that confusion is mine, then you gain confidence that it has no ground.
After hearing Milarepa's song, the entire Sangha at the monastery had faith. They stopped performing the negative action of holding mistaken views about others, and their pure vision greatly increased. From among this Sangha, there was one named Likor Charua, whose inner potential awakened and who followed Milarepa, served him, and became his student. Milarepa gave him empowerments and practice instructions, and then set him to meditate. He had excellent meditation experiences. Then Likor thought, "The Jetsun Lama has such compassion and power. If only his conduct were a bit more in harmony with societal norms, then many more Geshes from U and Song would become his students than they do now. And through the wealth and renown that the Jetsun would acquire, great benefit would come to the Buddha's teachings and to sentient beings." Likor went before the Jetsun and expressed his opinion. The Jetsun replied, "I do not need anything but to follow the Lama's instructions. Those who have worldly needs can do whatever they please." And he sang this song of realization.
Yeah.
I bowed and here I am at the feet of Maka, the translator. Right.
Rinpo finished singing, Likor said, "All of that is sufficient for you, Jetson, but I think that there are ways to be of more benefit to the Kagyu lineage's teachings and to sentient beings with lesser levels of realization." "From the outset, I made strong vows," Milarepa replied. "In the past, I did what I vowed to do, and in the present, I do precisely the same thing. It is certain that this will be of great benefit to the teachings and to sentient beings." "What are your vows?" Likor asked. "The vows I made are like this, and it would be good for all of you who follow me to do the same," the Jetson answered, and he sang the song of realization.
I was so frightened.
Jetson sang, and his great compassion transformed Likor's thoughts. "May I be able to practice just as the Jetson does," Likor prayed, and he made a solemn promise in his mind to make his prayer come true. Without distraction, Likor meditated in mountain retreats, and as a result, the wondrous qualities of the paths and grounds took birth in his mind stream. Thus ends the story of the teacher and meditator Likor Charua, one of the close disciples of Jetson Milarepa. It is the last of the accounts of the fortunate disciples who are Milarepa's great heart sons and daughters.